more at smokeybear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? Network. It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Network. Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Radio Network. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matt Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scunny Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm on.
How about that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise. No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures. It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt Nair on air and the Todd Alba Show Network. Together on the road.
June 11th through the 14th from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
New York City. Like mayors everywhere, Adams is routinely expected to respond to city council members, state representatives, members of Congress, and other elected officials who ask for help on city issues and problems affecting the people they represent. After all, that's how it's supposed to work. Local folks have an issue needing city attention, so they go to officials in their local community who can carry this issue to the top level. Most of these matters are resolved by, relevant officials simply having a phone call, a quick meeting, or even an email exchange. But no, the Big Apple's mayor has decreed that elected officials needing to discuss concerns of their constituents may not speak directly to him. Nor may they simply speak with his staff, meet with or engage with agency heads or other mayoral personnel who could help their people. Rather, Adams has decreed that supplicants wanting to approach the city's public servants must submit a 7-page online, quote, engagement request. The mayor's intergovernmental office will review each one, then decide whether to grant or deny any official engagement.
This is the Brewers
and Adams'
Radio
gatekeeper
Network.
Hailed this bureaucratic intake process as a, quote, new and exciting tool to impose operational efficiency and streamline requests.
This is
Golly,
the Brewers
even
Radio
George
Network.
Orwell couldn't have conjured up a statement as soul-sucking as that. This is Jim Hightower saying, streamline efficiency is the ultimate virtue for automatons and authoritarian regimes, not for public officials in a democratic society. Democracy is necessarily slower paced, deliberative, and inclusive.
This is the Brewers,
and it does not
Radio
require
Network.
Or accept filling out a 7-page form to engage with your mayor. Howdy ho, folks, and thanks for tuning in to my Hightower Radio commentaries. Network. And guess what? There's even more Hightower waiting for you online. Subscribers to my Substack newsletter, Jim Hightower's Lowdown, get commentaries,
Network.
Articles, interviews with progressive sparklies, live events, historical nuggets, and more. Go to jimhightower.substack.com to sign
Radio
up,
Network.
And you'll get more. That's jimhightower.substack.com.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation, where we say stop whatever you're doing,
Radio
baby,
Network.
And dance. Because movement is just one of the ways you can fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information, visit fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the
this
Ad
is
Council.
The Brewers Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Well, Hunter Biden is found guilty on all three counts brought against him by a right-wing prosecutor appointed by Donald Trump that, for reasons that I can't figure out, Merrick Garland kept on. I realize this sounds like I'm kind of like whining the way that Donald Trump does when he talks about being prosecuted, but let me just, you know, give you some information here, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do with the rest of the day here.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
There was a survey in 2021 in which 15% of American adults admitted using illegal drugs. 12 million of those drug users owned guns.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Making all of them guilty of this federal felony that Hunter Biden was just convicted of. 12 million people. The number of prosecutions for this crime over the last 3 years was 150. And all of them except Hunter Biden's were prosecutions
for
filling out the form wrong in the context of people having been also committed a crime with the gun, like they shot somebody with it, or they used it in a stick-up, or they were caught with drugs in their car at the time. There's one guy, Patrick Darnell Daniels Jr., he's in Mississippi. White guy. He had two guns and a couple of joints in his car when he was pulled over by the police. They prosecuted him under the same law that Hunter Biden just was found guilty on.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network. And he was found guilty, and then he appealed to the U.S., the Fifth Circuit Court, which is the appeals court in the South. And the U.S., the Fifth Circuit Court ruled that they overturned his prosecution. They said it violated the Second Amendment. This is incredible. For the fiscal year 2008 through fiscal year 2017, the Justice Department prosecuted more than 73,000 gun cases. Nearly three quarters of those involved illegal gun possession by people with felony records, while fewer than 2% involved defendants like Daniels and Biden, drug users who also had guns. And the Fifth Circuit said, quote, "This nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation, the constitutional test that the Supreme Court established last year, is inconsistent with this ruling." In other words,
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Clarence Thomas said that, you know, when you want to interpret laws, what you need to do is go back and see how those laws were used and enforced back 240 years ago.
This is the Brewers
you know, there were
Radio
no laws
Network.
Against using drugs and having guns. So, you know, the Fifth Circuit overturned this guy. But, you know, this is clearly a political prosecution. Now, that said, I'll tell you that, you know, I don't believe that Donald Trump probably would have been prosecuted by Alvin Bragg, at least the way he was, were it not for the fact that his crime helped him steal the election in 2016. So, you know, I think in both cases, these people were prosecuted in part because of who they are. But, you know, come on,
everybody. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
So, anyhow, those are my thoughts on that. You know, feel free to argue with me or contradict me or whatever you'd like.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
That's my take. Okay, we got a lot to talk about today. In the first hour here, Republicans trickle down revival. Is this a bold move or a blunder?
This is the Brewers
Radio
Network.
Also, Alito and his wife show themselves to be full-on MAGA And can other Democrats step in and help our Supreme Court corruption crisis? In the second hour, Cole Stangler is going to drop
this
by. What happened
Brewers
with the
Radio
far
Network.
Right in France? Cole is a reporter now for France 24 in Paris, and he's going to be on with us from France. Also, she was sentenced to
this
prison for
Brewers
voting
Radio
to intimidate
Network.
Others. Texas and Florida, in particular, are going after black people for voting in ways that are just shocking. I've got to tell you about that in
this
the second
is the
hour.
Brewers Radio
and also,
Network.
Geeky science. Did you know that elephants call each other by name? They're the only species other than humans that do this. We'll talk about that. In the third hour of our program, does America have a huge crisis with serial killer truckers? This is probably the most amazing and shocking story I've read this year. I mean, it just blew my mind. I've got to tell you about it. We'll open the third hour with that. Also, a Citizens United alert. Will an $800,000 wire transfer from a billionaire to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that was then used by the Chamber for the political campaign of that billionaire's son running for Congress as a Republican. What does this mean? I mean, what does this tell us about dark money in these elections? I'll give you all the details on that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, Republicans trickle down revival, bold move or blunder. We now have Republicans who are aggressively trying to bring back trickle-down economics.
This is the Brewers Radio
and,
Network.
You know, the theory, of course, of trickle-down economics is that, as Ronald Reagan laid this out, is that if we just give rich people a lot more extra money,
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
You know, give them massive tax cuts, give them huge subsidies. We subsidize the fossil fuel industry to the tune of $600 billion a year. We subsidize virtually all of your major industries, the banking industry, the airline industry, et cetera. Just give them lots of subsidies. And what they'll do with all that money, that free money that they get,
is
they will build factories and they will hire people like you and me to work in them. That's what Reagan told us. That was the whole trickle-down theory. And it turns out it was a complete lie. You know, we've got 43 years to look back on it and see that what it has done is it has taken us from 60% of us being in the middle class to only 47% of us in the middle class now, which
is
creating a lot of pissed off white people who are voting for Donald Trump right now. This is neoliberalism on steroids. There was a $51 trillion transfer of wealth from average working people into the money bins of the top 1%. $51 trillion over a 43-year period.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
A lot of people think that trickle-down was a brand new thing that Ronald Reagan came up with. Well, actually, it wasn't. In the 1880s,
this is
the
Brewers
first
Radio
Democratic
Network.
President to call out Republicans for basically sucking up to rich people. Basically, the GOP became
this
the party
the
of rich
Brewers
people
Radio
in the early
Network.
1880s. This was after the Tilden Hayes election of 1876 that ended Reconstruction. And
this
that was
the
end.
Brewers
I mean, the Republican
Radio
Party
Network.
Up until 1876 had been the party of, you know, equal rights and civil rights and black people voting and all that kind of stuff. That all went away over a four-year period between 1876 and 1880. By 1880, the GOP was just the party of rich people. And they've been that ever since. So in 1888, Democratic President Grover Cleveland, in his State of the Union address, said, and I quote, "As we view the achievements of aggregated capital, we discover the existence of trusts, combinations, and monopolies, while the citizen is struggling far in the rear or is trampled to death beneath an iron heel. Corporations, which should be the carefully restrained creatures of the law and the servants of the people, are fast becoming the people's masters." But that wasn't the first time that there was a tax put on wealthy people.
The
first one was in 1839, and it was put on by a congressman. The guy who shepherded it through Congress was Congressman Abraham Lincoln. And in 1839, March 2nd, 1839, he wrote to his friend William Wade. He said, "I believe this tax can be sustained because it doesn't increase the tax upon the many poor, but only upon the wealthy few."
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This was basically a luxury tax. He said, "By taxing luxuries and land, as is well known, that belong not to the poor, but to the wealthy citizen."
This
On the
is
other
the
hand,
Radio
Lincoln
Network.
Wrote, "The wealthy cannot justly complain because the change is equitable within itself and also a sine qua non to the compliance of the Constitution.
This
if,
the
however,
Brewers
the wealthy
Radio
should,
Network.
Regardless of the justness of the complaint, as men often are when interest is involved in the question, complain of the change, It is still to be remembered that they are not sufficiently numerous to carry the elections. In other words, we're going to tax the rich people because they can't vote us out of office. Well, a lot has changed since 1839. And, of course, Lincoln also put into place the first actual income tax in 1861 to finance the Civil War. But a lot has changed since then. The Supreme Court has said that billionaires can legally bribe politicians. Five Republicans on the Supreme Court ruled that in multiple cases. Buckley, Bellotti, and Citizens United. And, here we are.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
So, anyhow, back then, that was the 1880s. In the 1880s, and then in the 1920s,
this is the Brewers Radio
Warren
Network.
Harding, who ran for president as a Republican in 1920 and won, brought up this horse and sparrow theory. Back then, everybody drove horses, rode
this
horses,
is the Brewers
and,
Radio
the streets
Network.
Of America were filled with horse manure. And you'd frequently see little birds, little sparrows pecking, grain out of that horse manure because, horses' digestive systems are not all that efficient. And so they called it the horse and sparrow theory, that if you just give horses a lot of extra oats, those oats will pass through undigested, and the sparrows will be able to eat a lot of oats, pecking them out of the horse poop on the ground. And the theory was you give a lot of money to really rich people,
they will spend it
in ways that will actually create demand, and that will put working class people back to work. Well, that kind of came to an end with the Republican Great Depression
Radio
in 1929.
Network.
And so here we are. But now they're at it again in Kansas. They're trying to push through tax cuts in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Brewers
Republicans
Radio
are
Network.
Trying to push through in those three states. They've got Democratic governors which are stopping it. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves has radically cut taxes, which, of course, is going to be cutting education and physical infrastructure. Georgia cut state taxes by $1 billion. North Carolina from 5.5 down to 3.9% income tax. Iowa trying to transition to a flat tax, so even the poorest workers will pay the exact same amount of tax as the billionaires in Iowa.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is just crazy. But trickle down is making a reappearance, and the Republicans are like all down with it. They're loving it. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities noted from 2021 to 2023, quote, 26 states cut their personal income tax rates and or corporate income tax rates, 13 of them multiple times.
This is the Brewers
And then they talk
Radio
about
Network.
How, what kind of damage this is doing to education in those states, to infrastructure in those states, to the ability of those states to even provide health care to people.
This is
so
the Brewers
thankfully,
Radio Network.
The Joe Biden is the first American president since Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter, actually, in the last 2 years of his presidency, embraced neoliberalism. He deregulated the trucking and airline industries. But the early part of his presidency, he was not a fan of neoliberalism.
This is the Brewers Radio
so
Network.
Joe Biden is the first president to say no to neoliberalism since then, Democratic or Republican. And I think that's a BFD. That's a big deal.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Biden just came out last week and he said, we've gone from trickle-down economics to the point where we're in a situation where we build from the middle class out and the bottom up. And that way the wealthy still do very well.
Radio Network.
No one wealthy is hurting at all. We're in good shape. So we have to keep it going that way. End quote. So just wanted to flag this for you. If you live in a red state, expect trickle-down coming to your town soon. We'll be right back.
This is the Brewers Radio
this
Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you in the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay with us.
This is the Brewers Radio Network. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv.
This is the Brewers Radio
so
Network.
Why sign up to get all this at no cost? because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option.
This is the Brewers Radio
Network. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's THOM.TV to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.TV. Tag
your This is the Brewers Radio Network.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter@civicmedia.us.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
This is the Brewers Radio Network. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Trickle down, yeah. Trickle down economics. It's
this
grim stuff.
Radio
but it's here. All right, Sam Alito and his wife. Did you catch this story? Lauren Windsor, who's been a guest on this program many times over the years, she's just great.
This is the Brewers
right? I mean,
Radio Network.
She comes off as a right wing bot so effectively. And, you know, she gets in with these people. This is her second year in a row
Network.
Hanging out with the Supreme Court and recording. You know, the Supreme Court justices. She reminded Alito that she talked to him last year. And
The Brewers Radio Network.
Two stories out of her this time. Now, the first is Alito himself basically said that he's a right winger and he's not going to compromise on anything, and that's
the
end of that.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And he does believe that America should, you know, be moral and a Christian nation, and that's part of his job. Now, when she asked John Roberts, the Chief Justice, He said, it's not the job of the Supreme Court to come up with morality. It's the job of the Supreme Court to rule on individual cases before it. But Sam Alito was like, no, no, we're the morality police.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And, you know, he said, I'm not going to compromise. I mean, this is what he said. He said there could be a way of working, a way of living together peacefully, but it's difficult if there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised. And when she said, should America return to a place of godliness, he said, yes, I agree with you.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And then he also said, you know, one side or the other is going to win. Basically, he wants his side to win. But what was particularly also interesting was his wife, Martha Ann Alito. Boy, this woman, I mean, you know, I thought that Clarence Thomas's wife was nuts. These people are up to their eyeballs in MAGA. They must watch Fox News 24/7. She said that she's very, very upset because, you know, in their vacation home, which is on the water.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I don't know if it's on a lake or what, but she said on the other side of the bay, maybe it's on the ocean and there's a bay there. But she said on the other side of the bay, somebody's flying a pride plane.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You know, for Pride Month. And she is really offended by that. How dare those damn gay people, right? And so she said, I want a Sacred Heart of Jesus flag because I have to look across the lagoon at the pride flag for the next month. And then she went on to say, the feminazis believe that her husband, that he should control me. She said, so they'll go to hell. He never controls me. Right? Feminazis? I mean, this is an old Rush Limbaugh-ism, right? She goes on to say, talking about her husband, she said, he's like, oh, please don't put up the flag. And I said, I won't do it because I'm deferring to you, but when you are free of this nonsense, I'm putting it up, and then I'm going to send them a message every day, maybe every week. I'll be changing the flags. And then she talked about these fantasies she has of coming up with new flags. She said, there'll be all kinds. I made a flag in my head. This is how I satisfy myself. It's white and it has yellow and orange flames around it. In the middle, the word Vergogna. Vergogna is the Italian word for shame.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
She says, and Lauren says, yeah, this is pretty bad stuff that they're doing. And Martha Ann Alito says, don't get angry, get even.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
She says, look at me, I'm German from Germany. My heritage is German. You come after me, I'm going to go and give it back to you. And there will be a way. Doesn't have to be now, but there will be a way.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And they will know. Don't worry about it. No negotiating with the radical left. They feel, they don't think. Wow.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Can other Democrats step in and stop Supreme Court corruption? I'll tell you about that on the other side of this break and pick up your calls for the rest of the hour. Stay with us.
Brewers Radio Network.
Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry's 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and then store them in the fridge, which then expires pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now. at 800-280-9435.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison now that he's been convicted on felony gun charges. But legal analysts don't think he'll serve that much time behind bars, if any at all.
It's going to be interesting to see whether the special counsel even asks for any prison time. When you listen to his press conference and you read between the lines, it sounded like he may not even ask for prison time. That'll be a critical question, is what does he decide to request from the judge?
ABC's chief legal analyst, Dan Abrams. The House will vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested 8 people from Tajikistan with suspected ties to ISIS. They crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally last year. The Southern Baptist Convention's expelled a Virginia church for its stance that women can serve as pastors.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats say they have a shot at regaining control of the Assembly in 2024. With retirements and redistricting, almost two-thirds of Assembly seats will be up for grabs in the 2024 election cycle. 120 Democrats are running for office, which is the most since 2011. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met on Monday to finalize the ballots for the August and November primaries. Wisconsin small business owners are worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap for recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are set to expire at the end of next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Daytime Emmy Awards took place June 8th, and history was made when Dick Van Dyke won an Emmy for an appearance on Days of Our Lives. At 98 years old, the legendary performer is the oldest actor ever to be nominated or win a Daytime Emmy. Kelly Clarkson took home a Daytime Emmy Award for Talk Series for her show, The Kelly Clarkson Show. Her show received 8 nominations, the most in the category. America is bananas over Kelly Clarkson. Soap opera General Hospital was nominated 11 times and brought home 4 awards for daytime drama series. Best actress in a lead performance for a daytime drama series went to Michelle Stafford, who won her 3rd Outstanding Actress Award. She plays Phyllis Summers on The Young and the Restless. The Bold and the Beautiful's Thorsten Kay took home his 2nd consecutive Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Actor as Ridge Forrester. Damn, I wish I had a cool soap name like that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining shower or storm ending, mostly clear skies developing in the overnight. Our lows dropping to the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area with highs of the low to mid 80s. Thunderstorm chances for Wednesday night. Right now, it's 58.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google, it says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Chris Foran, and home show host extraordinaire and comedian Mike Siegel joins me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
This is the Brewers
at the very
Radio
least,
Network.
Should be dragged before the Senate, the Judiciary Committee, and asked about, you know, the $4 million in bribes that Clarence Thomas has received.
Radio Network.
And the goodies that Sam Alito has received, and the way that he's been politicizing the court. But, I don't know what's the deal
Brewers
with Dick Durbin.
Radio
I don't
Network.
Know what he's afraid of. Probably doesn't want MAGA people showing up at his house. I don't get it. So now Senator Whitehouse of Rhode Island and Jamie Raskin of Maryland in the House, White House in the Senate, are stepping up, and they are calling these Supreme Court justices out. Now, they don't have the power that Dick Durbin does to issue a subpoena, sadly. And they don't have the power to call a hearing. But they are using their bully pulpits.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And, you know, recently Alito was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, and he just came right out and said, we're above the law. He said, Congress has no role in regulating the court.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And literally, Article 3, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution says that the Supreme Court, shall operate under regulations and exceptions defined by Congress.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I mean, it's right there, black and white. Any idiot can read it. Obviously, the idiot Sam Alito has never read it, or if he has, he's pretending that he didn't. And I think that that's probably the most likely thing. I mean, he knows what's in the Constitution. Jamie Raskin said, the highest court in the land has the lowest ethical standards. This mismatch is producing unequal justice under law here in America. Behind closed doors, billionaire sugar daddies give Supreme Court justices lavish gifts and push through an extremist agenda against the rights of the people.
The
whole country is caught in a supreme ethics crisis. Our democracy and our freedom are both in peril. And, you know, clearly what this crisis needs right now is some hearings on this.
This is the Brewers Radio
so,
Network.
Enough of that. What's on your mind today? Cliff in Santa Clarita, California. Hey, Cliff, what's up?
Oh, good morning, Tom. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are still war criminals.
Yeah, they still are.
Just a reminder.
Yep.
Hey, I've brought up sustainability with
this
you in the past.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And I think you referenced it the other day. So here I go again. When the motive for the super billionaires and the corporations running this show
is
money
Radio
and
Network.
Profit, the rest of the important things take a back seat. And we're witnessing it. The environment, health care for citizens,
this is the
global
Brewers
warming.
Radio Network.
Yeah, I can go on and on.
Right.
How is this sustainable? The planet's on fire. Howler monkeys are falling out of trees dead.
This is the Brewers
the bees
Radio
are dying
Network.
Off. Other bugs and insects, too.
Yep.
They're overfishing the oceans. You mentioned about Sudan the other day. 500,000 people are starving.
This is the Brewers
There's
Radio
famine.
Network.
There's famine all over the world.
Yeah.
There's Mexico City's running out of water, a city yep. of 20 million people.
This is the Brewers
like,
Radio Network.
What humans have done to this planet in the last 50 to 100 years is so tragic, and it's criminal from my perspective.
This is
and
the
I
Brewers
don't see how
Radio
we're
going to
handle these catastrophes moving forward as long as the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezos of the world keep the status quo.
This is the Brewers
yeah,
Radio
they're not
Radio
the ones
Network.
Who will suffer from this. I mean, you know, they fly in their private jets
not.
That can deal with turbulence.
Of
and,
course
and,
not.
And they've, they don't have to worry
safe.
About, you know, hurricanes ripping their houses apart
this
in Kansas.
This is the Brewers
kind of
Radio Network.
Right. You know, Michael Mann and the rest of the climate scientists, they're like at stage 9 on the alarm scale.
This is the yeah. Brewers
this
Radio
beautiful,
Network.
Beautiful, wonderful, volatile planet is being destroyed due to human greed. And it's just so disturbing, Tom.
Yeah.
And it just makes me so angry. And I don't know where the solution lies.
Well, the solution lies in educating people and electing politicians who actually are, you know, care about climate change
this
rather than
Brewers
Republicans
Radio
who deny
Network.
It even exists. It's just it's very straightforward. That's what we've got to do. Some
well,
other countries are
mentioned...
doing a lot in this regard. We're, you know, we need to do more.
This is the Brewers
well,
Radio Network.
Well, because they deny it. buying politicians so that they don't do what you mentioned.
Yep, the fossil fuel industry is buying these people. But, you know, we've got to reverse that, too. Cliff, I got to move on. Thank you for the call. Ricardo in Syracuse, New York. Hey, Ricardo, what's up?
Hey, good morning and good afternoon.
Thank you.
My question is,
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
The Hunter Biden issue. My question will be for the NRA and all the other guns.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Because they all want us to have guns. But where are they right now?
Right. Why are they not defending Hunter Biden?
Of a Democrat?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
BS. You know, excuse my French.
No, I agree with you, Carl.
Because right now, Trump has a gun, and why
this
he's not in
Brewers
jail.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah, he had three guns. He's turned two of them in, I guess.
So he still has one. He's not supposed to have any.
This is the Brewers
Radio
Network.
Well, we don't know. He might have turned that one in that's down in Florida. The two in New York have been turned in.
I'm being confused. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to.
But that's okay. I absolutely get your point. And the fact that only 150 people have been prosecuted under this law, you know, out of 73,000 gun prosecutions, and those 150 people, all of them had mitigating circumstances. In other words, they committed crimes with the gun, or they were committing crimes at the same time they were in possession of the gun, typically possessing drugs. And that is not what happened with Hunter Biden. He had this gun for 11 days.
He did not.
And he did not commit a crime with it. And, you know, he should not have been prosecuted. I'm with you, Ricardo. I'm with you. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate the call. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Today, but I have something, an important link for you and anybody else who might truly be interested in what has just happened down here in Mexico.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
A political earthquake of major proportion, and it needs to be understood. Do you have an hour
this
at
is
some
the Brewers
point
Radio
in your
Network.
Life to listen to an important interview?
Right now, I don't.
It all.
No, but I'm glad to have you summarize it for me over the course of the
this
next 60
seconds.
This
is the Brewers Radio Network.
I can't possibly. But for all your listeners who are possibly interested in what has really happened here and how it's going to affect virtually all of North America
this
and even the
Brewers
rest of the world,
Radio Network.
Just go to YouTube and put in Mexico, *, Mexico's political rebellion, colon.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
AMLO. Mexico's political rebellion, colon. I don't think you need the colon. Following AMLO is the first thing that comes up.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The people have taken the power back.
Yeah.
And Sheinbaum got 60% of the electorate, which is massive.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The coalition party of the three most other previously most powerful parties before Morena was formed, couldn't even muster 30%
combined. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is a gargantuan FU from the public to all of the establishment powers that have ruled over Mexico for almost the last 100 years.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I agree.
And it explains how it was done, why it needed to get done, and how gender parity was essential to it all.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Try to find a little time to listen to it, Tony. It's so important.
Cool.
It explains everything in extreme clarity with great
this
simplicity.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It's impossible to miss any of it.
Great.
It's brilliant.
Well, thanks for the tip, Nicholas. I'll try to check it out. Appreciate the call. Guy in Pontiac, Michigan. Hey, Guy, what's on your mind?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Tom, I'm actually calling from Ann Arbor, but...
okay, I'll fix that.
All right. My name for Alito is Pope Samuel the Worst. That's how I refer
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
I have a trickle-down quote for you from Will Rogers, and I've never heard the entire quote on your show. But he said,
"This is
the money was all appropriated for the top in the hopes that it would trickle down to the needy. Mr. Hoover didn't know that money trickled up. Give it to the people at the bottom,
this is the Brewers
and the people
Radio
at the
Network.
Top will have it before night anyhow. Right. But it will at least have passed through the poor fellow's hands."
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Will Rogers was so good.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks a lot, Guy. Good talking to you. I appreciate that. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you feel today?
This is the
Brewers Radio
what's
Network.
Up?
Good. Glad to hear that. I wanted to talk about the economy. You know, Tom, I hear people constantly complaining about the economy.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
And they're wanting to blame it on Joe Biden. Well, I want to say I've lived under six or seven presidents, and it has went from 5 cents
to
a bag of
chips Radio Network.
To 50 cents a bag of chips. It went from 32 cents a gallon for gas to $4 a gallon gas. This is under six presidents whom consisted of Democrats and
Republican
presidents. This is
the Brewers Radio Network.
So I suggest that this is a global economy, it's free enterprise, and it's a capitalist society, and things go up. So anybody have complaints, Tom, I suggest maybe they get a hope and get a second job, because no president can fix this. The only thing that a president can do is give you a tax cut, and that's not fixing the economy.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm not sure what's wrong with the economy. I mean, unemployment right now is lower than it's been since the 1960s. Inflation is lower than it ever got during the 8 years of the Reagan presidency. He never got above 4.1%. It's around 3.2% right now. The workers' wages are growing faster than any time since the 1950s. I mean,
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
The stock market is hitting new highs, almost every day. I don't get what people are complaining about.
Yeah, I don't either, Tom.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Maybe they don't have enough money in their pocket, but...
No, I think what it is that right-wing media is constantly saying the economy sucks. They're just lying.
And that's... Yeah,
this is
exactly.
The Brewers Radio
Network.
That's
part of it, too, and that's where we get into this media coverage here. But, Tom, I just wanted to know, because I know you know something about this. I'm going to hang
Brewers
up.
And
you
Radio
comment
Network.
On Marjorie Taylor Greene said that Jesus was a convicted felon. Would you comment on that?
Well, I suppose he was. I'm more interested in her threatening James
Radio
Comer. I saw that headline over at Raw Story today, that she actually issued a threat against him.
Yeah, there was no such thing as a felony when Jesus walked there.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Comparing Jesus to Trump is really a stretch. Andre, thank you for that. Amazing. 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
This is the Brewers
right
Radio
back with
Network.
Your calls.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the funny part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
June 11th through the 14th from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car.
Do
you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental.
The Brewers
if you don't prepay
Network.
And you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever they leave like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Lean right. Radio Network.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Help support Progressive Radio. This if you're listening Brewers to us on a commercial Radio station, Network. Call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. This Thanks for supporting Brewers Progressive Radio Talk Network. Radio and tag your it. Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed this the change the in Larry's behavior Radio just Network. By changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Chewy and Blue, our dogs, because it has an optimum Radio amount Network. Of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other so-called fresh brands out there that ship frozen where you have to wait for it to thaw and then store it in the fridge Network. Where it can expire quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch.
This is the Brewers
Plus,
Radio
unlike
Network.
Most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and is naturally full of nutrients. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend.
This
Plus, get a free
Brewers
bag of Tilly's
Radio
Treasures,
Network.
Their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats, by just going to drmartypets.com/Tom. drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tony in Atlanta. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, quick point on your use of the term neoliberalism.
Hmm?
First of all, I have no idea what it means.
This is the Brewers
Radio
Network.
And when I look it up and when I Google it, there's a million definitions of it. I wish you would come up with a new term because I don't think anybody knows what it means.
Well, it is a very specific thing. Neoliberalism is the idea that markets should be unregulated, that taxes on rich people should be very, very low, that a company should be allowed to manufacture anywhere in the world they can get the cheapest labor. I mean, that's the essence of it, those three primary things. There's a few other smaller ones, but basically it's what Reagan inflicted on us.
Well, it seems inconsistent with the term liberalism.
Yeah,
and it
well,
bothers me.
Liberalism in Europe means what
this
we call conservatism here,
Network.
And this is a word that came out of Europe, and it's the new liberalism, the neoliberalism. But I totally get what you're saying, Tony. That said, it's not going to go away. I often refer to it as Reaganism because that's what it is. I mean, you know, you look at all the things that Reagan did to our economy and to our, you know, destroying unions, making college really expensive.
Network.
You know, just all that stuff, that's all neoliberalism. It's all justified by the doctrine of neoliberalism.
Let's call it Reaganism or something,
yeah.
Then.
This is the
Go
Brewers
for it.
Radio
Go for
Network.
It.
All right.
I'll continue doing
my
it.
My 2 cents.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Good talking to you. Christopher in Vancouver. Hey, Christopher, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Thank you.
Bad news for Hunter Biden. But being an advertising guy and you too, but this can
this
be
is the Brewers Radio Network
for Joe Biden.
Well, it proves that, it gives the lie to Donald Trump's pathetic whining that he's the victim of a political prosecution.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
But do we need another contrast? Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of ad could he put together for that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sad moment for the father and for the son, but this is a clear-cut contrast on the orange criminal.
Yeah. I'm guessing that he's going to get probation.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Jail, but we'll see.
And that's 25 years. My God.
I know. Excuse me. It's amazing. But
anyway, this is the beautiful contrast for Joe Biden.
Yep, I agree. Christopher, thank you. Well said. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Good.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Let me just back up to what you're saying about neoliberalism. I'll just touch on that for a second.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Take neo away from liberal. That's going to help in terms of definition. I mean, when
this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Put in there selfish and greedy, that kind of identifies neo to some degree.
Well, neo is new in Greek.
And
liberalism
Radio
means
Network.
Basically unregulated markets in Europe speak.
I don't know. Europe speak, Americans speak.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The only thing that I'm seeing that's not going to change is just the unleashing of
this is the Brewers the Radio Network
of words. Meanings seem to be. People change the meanings of things, and that's a serious issue.
This
but anyway, I'm going to say what
Network.
I want to say and then get off of here, and that is that until farmers around the world are growing hemp for industry and usefulness,
this is the
conservation
Brewers Radio Network
on stream banks, until it's not criminalized, until farmers don't have to put barbed wire fences around their hemp fields because
this is the Brewers
some
Radio Network.
Idiots. Think they're going to get ripped off thinking it's marijuana.
Right.
Nothing's really going to change much for the better with the economy. That's all
this
I have.
This is the Brewers
Radio
Network.
Isn't growing hemp legal in Oklahoma?
Oh, how many farmers would you see if you drove around and looked at the
this
hay fields where cattle
Network.
And hay are grown? How many farmers are starting to grow hemp fields because it's profitable to bale it up and send it down to Muskogee? Where it can be shipped out
the Brewers,
to the ocean
Radio Network.
And overseas to make raw to use as raw materials to make things with.
Right. I don't know the answer to the question, Bob. Do you?
This is the Brewers Radio
forest,
Network.
That's what people need to do.
There you go. Okay, Bob. Thanks a lot. Always nice to hear from you. On the other side of the break, Cole Stangler is going to drop by.
This
What's
is the Brewers
going on
Radio
in France? You know, the Mr. Macron, the President Macron, has just called for a snap election. The right just took a lot of, just made a lot of
this
gains
the Brewers,
in the EU elections. We'll talk with Cole about that after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling, bedding, and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to cozyearth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we're live in Richland Center with our friend Jane Matinere on the road. Also, Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.